with your offensive linemen, you know, some of the guys you have banged up there?
No, I think we still have a chance to get these guys back. We'll know more today, you know, about where we are. So I think once I leave here, I'll get with the medical staff. But I feel confident that these guys both have a chance to be back playing.
We asked you about the run game yesterday. You said it still needs to get better. But what improvements have you liked, you know, in the last however many games? And then where did it need to get better?
Well, I think we're making more big plays in the run game, you know, getting more chunk yardage. Just the consistency, you know, of when you carry it, just want it to be a little bit more consistent that way. We're getting the chunks and we've gotten some big yards, but just churning out those 4 and 5 yards run on a consistent basis and finishing blocks and doing those things, I think, is where we're headed next. Don't want to stop getting the chunk yards. We want to continue to get those, but at the same time, just the consistency in the running game is important.
Talk about how important that is because the weather's changing.
Oh, yeah. No, I think it is. I think it's getting cold, and I'm still trying to thaw out right now. You know, it's AFC North time is what it is. This is when you start, you know, coming after a little bit more that way, running the ball. But still got to be able to throw it. As we all know, there's third down situations and scoring zones and all those things that still happen. But this is a time when teams really start to set their jaw and start running the football.
Or he helped Deshaun most this week?
By making plays, you know, creating a little bit more separation, you know, go up and make plays on the ball when need be. You know, you have to make some of those uncommon catches in games at times, and hopefully Corey can provide that for us.
He's one of the guys that can run those slants and use the middle of the field maybe better than some of your other personnel.
Mm-hmm.
Have those plays just not been there, Hugh? Because I was talking to Deshaun the other day, a lot of his throws have been outside the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because they're caught in the middle of
it? Somewhat. We've had some guys in there. We've caught them, and we just haven't had the connection that way. So we just got to continue to work at it, keep working at it. And I don't, you know, it's not that we're not trying to do those things. It just hadn't happened for us that way.
He's been able to do a lot of running, but do you still, since he hasn't played much, do you still have to worry a little bit about the whole hamstring thing with him on set?
No, I think that's behind us. I mean, I think prior to getting back, he did a lot. Like you said, he did a lot of running and, you know, being out at practice. So I think the routine that they put him through really prepared him to come back the first game and be ready to go. So I think he's ready to go.
You think he, when you say ready to go, do you think he can have a full workload?
Yeah, I do. No, I really do. I mean, he's had 2 weeks of practice and a lot of running prior to that. So I think he can.
Make of the Jaguars are one of the few teams that run the ball more times than they pass it. Every team's got their own issues and all, but you're not supposed to win like that. Are they the outlier? Or?
Yeah, I don't believe that's true. I think you can win like that. I mean, Coach Marone, who's a personal friend, matter of fact, he used to play when I was coaching in the World League, so we go back a ways, and his time, I'm sure, in New Orleans and his time at Buffalo. I mean, he's always been a proponent of running a football. So they run the ball extremely well. I think, you know, they've drafted a team that, you know, shows that. The runner is a good runner. You know, they got big blockers. They got big tight ends. And so they're getting behind those guys and running the football. So they're a 6-3 football team, and I'm sure they'll credit a lot of to what they have done to running the football. So that's what I see on tape. They've done a good job of doing it.
Can you see what this defense has done against some traditionally really good quarterbacks like Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco this season? Just what kind of challenge is that going to present when you're putting them up against a rookie quarterback?
Oh, no, it's a challenge. There's no question. I mean, they've stymied a lot of really good guys. So that's a challenge for our offensive staff and our offensive football team. We got to solve it. You know, we got to do it better than what we've done. That's why I said, I mean, we got to play better than what we did last week, 2 times better, you know, facing this defensive football team.
You mentioned Corey being back. How hard do you think it's been for Deshaun not having, like, one receiver who kind of has established himself this season?
Doesn't matter. I'm being very honest when I say I'm not saying that being, you know, I just don't think that matters. I mean, that's the National Football League. Sometimes you just don't have it. you know, and so you just got to keep playing. So I think that's what he's tried to do. I think Deshaun's done a good job that way. He's got to continue to do the things better that he needs to do, and as we put more players out there around him, hopefully more plays will be made. So, again, that's not a knock on the guys that have played with him thus far, because I think they've done a good job in some areas, and some areas they need to continue to improve in. But, you know, this game is to score points, you got to have chunk plays. You just do. You know, you see the good offenses in the National Football League, they make plays on drives that lead to touchdowns. And so we just got to continue to do that better.
Is there any update you can tell us on Josh Gordon? Do you know how he's doing? And do you expect him to be ready to practice November 20th?
I do. No, he's doing well. He's here in the building every day, on time for everything, involved, big smile on his face. He's a pleasure to be around.
What kind of player was Coach Marone?
He was our center. He was good. He was tough. You know, we won the World Bowl that year, so it was a lot of fun. And he did a good job for us.